哎哎 ，hello，hello， I'm so lonely， so lonely， I'm so lonely alone。啊 ，Team America， I gotta watch that again。Right， hello my lovely listeners。It's episode 21st of the day the show, and it's Thursday. Yes, I was going to do it on Friday, but I would like to surprise you, you little fuckers. Sorry for my French there. This episode, we're talking. I'm going to talk actually. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to nobody. I'm going to introduce you to Marcus Aurelius, and I'm sure you know, or you've almost heard of him, the Roman Empire, and he was a Stoic philosopher. I heard about Stoic philosophy from my great friend, that I don't know him, but anyway, he'll be my friend at some point in my life, I'm sure, Tim Ferriss. I put the podcast links on my show notes, usually. And Darren Brown, believe it or not, is a Stoic philosopher too. And so I've heard about this Stoic philosophy for quite some time, but I never actually looked into it. But that was up to this week, where I just finished a book called How to Be a Roman Emperor from Marcus Aurelius. Okay, obviously it's not from me, but somebody else read it. Let me see, look at my phone. Well, I just show the whoever read it, whoever put it together. I think it's Marcus Aurelius. He must have actually read the bloody thing. But if I'm mistaken, I didn't put the offer, it would be in the show notes. I will check that out after this. I knew all the things that I just read about Stoic philosophy, stuff that I already knew from Tim Ferriss. And the advice that he gives is still true to today. It's still very much, it still works in today's world, even though, you know, this was written in the Roman kind of timeline in the world. And people like Socrates, they mention, you know, Greek philosopher. For example, when he was, I think they killed him because he said something, I can't remember what. Even he was smiling on his day of killing. Oh, we're not gonna kill him. And one day, his son died in battle, and Socrates replied, "I knew my son was a mere mortal." So figure it out. He was an heartless. And I think I was talking to a director that I'm hoping that she's gonna get on the show at some point, that she lost somebody close to her heart and her family, and I was trying to pass that on to her, because throughout the book, Marcus kind of mentioned the death of his kids, of his own kid that he had to deal with. Some of it he had to deal with within a few days, because he had to go back to battle, so he had to carry on with life. And it's not heartless, it's not. I think my first thought was like, oh my god, you know, he has a good heart, you know, you need to mourn for people. Of course, you need to mourn, but you need to not stop. I need to control your emotions, and that's something that I've struggled with all my life, and I'm just about now to actually attain my myself. I'm by the lake, I'm by the riverside in Vichy, by the way, so if you listen to the wave, it's because some people are training on the boat. When you got like many people on the boat, it's got a name, but I can't really think of it now. Oh, it's called, shit, oh, fuck it. What's it called? Aviron, yeah, Aviron. And there's old ladies walking and talking, so I apologize about that. I'm ashamed to say that, yeah, it took me 39 years to finally get to read about Stoic philosophy, but it's something that I knew, and there's some stuff that I've adapted in my life, and I invite you, no, I implore you to read that book. If you don't want to read any book, just read that one. And obviously the other one I mentioned to you before, Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. Those two books are really worth reading, just for the life lesson that they give, and the different point of view on life that you would change your way of thinking if you're struggling, or if you're not, it's just, you're not going to hurt you. Okay. So, again, point of meditation. I know I keep going on about meditation, but he just mentioned meditation again on his book. Actually, he does that twice a day, one in the morning, very early, and one at night, to actually kind of think about the day and think of how you reacted to stuff. And something that I don't do, actually I'm starting to currently doing, because I've read Tim Ferriss does it twice, and because I want to be like him. No, I'm kidding. I just follow people that are successful, and I think if you do and follow what people, what successful people do, you'll be successful in your own terms. And I'm getting there. So anyway, quotes from Marcus Aurelius: the happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. And I mentioned that before to you guys. You really need to watch out what you think about on a daily basis. Another quote from Marcus Aurelius: death is the release of all pain, a boundary where our suffering cannot go. It returns us to the state of peacefulness in which we lay where we were ever born. Fucking hell, that sounds like fucking, like, it's even rhymes. It's beautiful. Another quote: so many men, I took that from the book myself, but I think the wording probably not right, but you get the drift. Fuck it. So many men's lives are tragic, partly due to their own making. And that is true. You know, you are where you are in life because of the decision and the choices that you made. And it's not a subconscious circumstance. You can't blame only your upbringing. You can't blame it on your boss. You can't blame it on what happened to you. You took a decision in your life, and you are where you are because of the decision you made. So, in essence, forget about the mistakes, or forget about where you are if you want to change. The good thing about this is that you can't change because you have the choice. You see? So it's not fucking dead. It's not dead in the water, you know? Anyway, the awesome point that you should take while I talk from this book. So again, I mentioned that before, but you know, repetition of good things is a good thing. So you have control of your own thoughts, okay? So observe your thoughts every day. Just do, please. You'd be surprised how much shit you fucking think about. How much negative things you think about, okay? If not what happens to you, it's how you react to it, okay? That is very so true, you know, pause. I mean, I used to be reactive all the time. Something would just come at me and I'd be like, rah, rah. So what you have to do, you have to pause and think before responding. And if you're really angry, just go for a walk, just go for a ride, just change, because your feelings, angry, you know, that's going to pass out. That's going to pass like it was never there. You know, feelings are just things that just come up, but they're not there to stay, okay? Strive in adversity. I think by that, and I take that, you know, just exercising, you know, be prepared for shit. So if you prepare for shit to happen to you, you know, and you well prepared physically, mentally, then you're going to deal with it much easier than if you're not prepared for it. And you're going to be like, oh no, why me? And oh yeah, another thing that people do, oh, it's fucking unfair, or you overblow anything that happened to you. Like, for example, if you got sacked, or you say, oh fucking hell, man, I got sacked, oh, what the fuck happened to me, why is it always happened to me, what is always happened to me, that's overblowing it, because it's not true, you know. But we tend to do that, and I used to do that as well. It's just always overblown, over dramatized the fucking things that happened to you, and that's just bullshit. Stop quitching, stop bitching about it. Anyway, meditate. Yesterday I've mentioned that. Anger only hurts you, my friend. You know, I used to get the world rage in the car because I'd be stuck in traffic or somebody cut me off, and I'd be fucking furious. I'd be fuming. I'd be swearing all the things of that person, poor person. You know, you're probably just like, you know, had a bad day or whatever. And I'd be fuming. But the thing is, I really hurt myself. I wouldn't know hurt that person. I would just be angry, and that would just fuck my day. So I'd be angry all day, and I'll have a bad day. So, will you fuck off? It's a fucking this shit of fucking fly that's coming from my face. It's fucking annoying. Anyway, see what I've done there? Yeah. I just fucking did it again. Well, I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm not fucking. I think that because they need salt. You know, this little thing that comes to you because they don't have salt, natural salt around them. So that's why they're trying to nick it from your skin, apparently. So anyway, come on then, fucking have some salt and fuck off. Okay. What else was I thinking? Think of long-term aspects, long-term impact of what you do. Really, think about. I mean, I used to do that, you know. I wanted to change my life, but I used to watch three hours of TV every day. Yeah. So stop bullshitting yourself. You know, if you want change, if you want stuff that you're not happy with, watching 3 hours of TV every night is not fucking going to bring you any closer to your dreams or to your goals, okay? Be honest, you know. It's going to take some work. Just read a book. Read a book about self-improvement. Read a biography about the guy you're inspired to, you know. Like, I've read Richard Branson, you know, Alan Sugar, Tony Robbins, Muhammad Ali, Steve Jobs. I can't think of any more right now. Marcus Aurelius, obviously, that's the last one I've read. I think it's fucking amazing, the guy, what he wrote. So try to imitate what you do, imitate what successful people do, and trust me, you'd get there. Right, and accept death as a part of life, and it's something that I've just realized that I'm accepting now, and it's fine. And I don't think you die anyway, because if you like me, really by quantum physics, yeah, waves coming up, it's quite nice, isn't it? But anyway, if you believe in it, if you read about quantum physics and you kind of don't have a clue what's going on, because none of us have a clue, as I said earlier, there's before on a previous podcast, even bigger scientists out there, they only understand what's 15% of what the world is. 15%. And all the rest of it, you just don't fucking know how it works. Quantum physics is a fucking, it's a prediction of where an atom is going to be, but there's no fucking certitude where it's going to be there. We don't understand. There's quantum entanglements. That means that when you look at something, the one particle, the other particle is going to be the opposite, or it's going to be the same depending on where you are on Earth. I think, if I believe it correctly, because it's impact because apparently the birds. Birds actually use quantum physics to actually know where they should be going. Anyway, there's some really good stuff I wrote on YouTube about quantum entanglement and quantum physics, which is fucking mind-blowing, but fascinating stuff. But to go back to what I was saying about dying, basically, Einstein said, relativity, matter, energy are quite the same. They can be the same. They can be it's either one or the other, right? But after the Big Bang, there was that much matter of energy and matter in the world, right, in the universe, and that is not changing. There is no fucking way you can change it. It's just that is. So a soul in where you can't, a person soul, you can't kill it. You know, you can't die. You can't. It doesn't die. When you die, you only leave your physical body in this universe, in this dimension, I would say. Yeah, you might think fucking hell, he's fucking far-fetched. What did he smoke today? But I haven't. I believe that, yeah, it's part of life, death. Well, that's not, I believe, it's just it is, you know, I didn't make this up. But we don't die, you never die, because your soul is going to travel through the universe after that, you know, and I think that's what most people refer as heaven, you know, which I don't freaking believe that there's a place where somebody just wait for you. But I'm not going to have a go at religious people here. That is just, I'm very spiritual. I think if you read the book I just mentioned, Outwitting the Devil, the problem with most people, I think, is that they believe that there's a... I think the hell is on Earth. The hell is on people. Is in people's mind, because they don't watch what they think, and negative energy or negative comments or negative fucking shit stays in their brain because they don't control it. They don't want to control it. They don't think about controlling what's going on up there. And that's where a lot of negativity comes up. And that's why I think a lot of people can actually get themselves healed from being negative all the time, moaning all the time. You know, fucking that. I've mentioned before, trying to spend 30 days without moaning. Fucking do it. You'd be surprised how much fucking life's better. You know, I try to do my brother to do it, and sometimes I'm just like, I can only do so much time with him, because it's like, mate, what are you fucking here about? It's just we're complaining and moaning about something, man. It drains me. It drains my energy. It drains my fucking positivity, man. You're just fucking draining. Why don't you just fucking stop complaining and be fucking happy about life? Fucking hell. You're lucky to be alive. All right? Anyway. Wait, I digress. Accept death as part of life. And I think if you do that, and I'm starting to believe that, I mean, I can see that it's okay. Then, you know, you don't stress anymore. You don't worry. You're not scared about death as a part of life. It's gonna be okay, because you're not gonna be dead. You're just gonna. I believe that I can feel. I don't know if I'm full of shit, but I feel my grandparents sometimes. My granddad died early on, and I wasn't here. My uncle as well. People are not on this earth. I feel the presence. Sometimes the present. It's not present. It's just. I kind of feel it watching over me sometimes, you know? I don't know. It's kind of a hunch. Fuck it. You see what I'm thinking? If you think I'm full of shit, well, fuck it. You know, that's what I believe in. Anyway, the book link for How to Think Like a Roman Emperor is in the show notes. Oh man, there's some shitty fucking thing that's gonna come. Anyway, I'm gonna carry on. Honestly, man, there's always some fucking cunt just bringing this fucking shit about. Oh. You fuck off now. Fucking twat. Anyway. Okay, it's gone now. It's better now. Okay. I am training for the Ironman Vichy 2020, and I'm making videos every day, and I'm going to release a video a week on my Instagram account. I'm not going to use my Facebook because I'm already sharing my my podcast on Facebook, so I don't want to cram my my social media with whatever bullshit I'm up to. And because I don't use Instagram that much, I just decided that I'm going to use Instagram to updates people that want to follow me, or I've got nothing else to do but to follow me. I'm gonna start from zero, and I'm gonna do it a bit different than most people. I ain't gonna buy a new bike. I'm in recycling. I'm an environmentalist. So if you look in my show notes, there's a link to my Facebook group that I've started in France that we just pick up rubbish once a week on the weekend for an hour, and it's growing. We've got 500 people now. I've nearly finished the association, so I can actually try to bring this in every city in France. Yeah, I know it's a big commitment, but fuck it, I think it's going to be done, because we don't do just environment stuff. We actually bring people together. I mean, I've got a lot of people that thank me that say, I look forward to come the weekend to with the group to actually see people, because they don't fucking see anybody in a week, so we actually do some kind of social reconnection with people, and I'm proud of that. I swear I'm getting my because we don't make any money, we just do it because we want to save the planet. It's better the plastic save from fucking streets and the street corners and the riverbed here in Vichy, that ain't gonna end up in the sea. So for me, I'm doing my bit from here, because I always wanted to do something about this big patch of. If you're not aware of this, there's an island made of plastic that's as big as Europe, floating on the coast of America, the Atlantic coast. I think people are starting to deal with it, but nobody wants to know about it because it's international water, so it doesn't really give a fuck. But there's a massive problem. We've got a massive problem with plastic. We've got a massive problem with our consumption. And it starts with an individual level, people are I'm stopping to consume meat every day because I don't think you need to. I mean, there's so many things. Of course, I shouldn't be flying because I do fly sometimes to work. So, yeah, of course, I'm not perfect. I'm not full of shit, but, I'm doing my bit, and my bit is once a week with a group. We just clean up the rubbish that people think it's okay to put on the floor. We dump your shit in the countryside. We cleaning that up, and I'm proud and I'm glad that we're doing this. But as I say, it's not just about the environment. We're actually bringing people together, and I like that. I enjoy that, and so I'm getting that. I'm getting some stuff back from this. If you want to follow me on the Instagram, because I will put a video once a week about my 5 days, 4 days. Yesterday I failed because I said I was going to go swim or run, or start the run, because I fucking hate running, but I'm going to have to, because obviously it's one point, the half Ironman is 1.6 kilometers. 1.6k in swimming, then it's 90 kilometers cycling, and then it's 46 kilometers running. And shit me, I don't know. I'm fucking doing it, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do recycle. We're gonna get a recycled bike. I'm gonna get sponsored. I'm gonna swim. I'm hoping to run with the Mankini of Borat. But I don't know, logistically, is that going to be possible? Or I'm going to get fucking thrown out of the race, because obviously you might be able to see my genitals. And I'm thinking, running with my genitals hanging about, probably not the best bit. So I might refrain from, but I might be able to swim with the Mankini. I don't know about the logistics yet, but, and I'm going to have saved the planet, because I'm going to do it like half naked, and I'm going to have saved the planet on my torso. And obviously because I've got Vichy in France, the bar in France already paying for my inscription, which is on 350 euros, I think. So I've got that paid for. Now I just need some of the equipment, but because I'm an environmentalist, I don't want to buy new stuff, it's going to have to be recycled stuff or people that can only give, that's the whole point, otherwise, so I'm hoping to bring some more people, some more lights on the Trash Busters group as well, so that'd be good too. So I'm doing it for that, and I'm doing it for myself, because I have stopped smoking, as you know. I don't fucking want to go back and smoke in. I don't even feel like, I don't even want it. Even when I'm drunk, I don't even want a cigarette. I do a little joke on people when I say, "Oh man, come on, give me a drag," and I take their fag and I just put it down on the ashtray. I know I'm an asshole. Well, I'm not doing it at the beginning, I do it towards the end, you know, it's like a fucking waste of fucking fag. But now they've caught down the idea, so nobody gives me a fag anymore. Anyway, I'm not turning a fucking massive arsehole because I've stopped smoking, I'm gonna have a go at you because you're still, look at you, you still smoke, you fucking arsehole. No, I'm not gonna tell one of them cunts. You do what you want, and I think you'll stop in your own time, okay? I'm only giving like the books that have helped me to stop. But you want to, I think you have to want to, you know, and those two books have helped me. They only just to the fucking, it's not willpower. I said to a friend the other day, it had nothing to do with willpower. It's just the way I was lying to myself about why I was smoking. So it's totally different. It's nothing to do with, I think if you want to quit smoking and you want to rely on willpower, it ain't going to be enough. You need to switch the thinking, or your thinking, of why you was just smoking. I think that's what you have to analyze, and that's what I've done by reading those books. And that's why it's not about willpower. I can't go back, because it doesn't fit the lifestyle I have now. So I cannot go backwards. Okay. So that's why, you know, I think if you're really serious about smoking, just read those two books and rethink and change your thinking about it, because that's where I think you're gonna be more successful. Willpower is not gonna be enough. Anyway, I digress. I have said enough. Yes, I've said enough. I don't know how long I've been going on for. 21 minutes. That's a bit long. Apparently, I've been told that you should keep the podcast to 15 minutes because people get bored. And if you got ADHD like me, yeah, you probably switched off by after 5 minutes. Well, you fucking love 5 minutes. I'll give you two. Anyway, I love you, and I see you next week. And I've got a book review, and I am thinking I am gonna give you. Surely you should be joking, Mr. Fryman. Fryman, yeah, great, a guy that worked on the Manhattan Project. A fucking amazing mind. But I don't know. I'm just gonna keep you guessing. But I think it's gonna be that one, or another one. I don't know, we'll see. I wish you a nice weekend, and I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Well, not supporting me, I mean following me, and bearing with me, because I know I could go insane. Oh, by the way, the little experiment that I tried to do about finding if I was healing people, wow, I got so much shit from the internet. I mean, some people actually said, mate, you should see a psychiatrist, you should see a real doctor, don't fucking ask this, you're not a real doctor. And I was like, man, I tried to reply to some of them, because some of them are like, I ain't got no time to reply to this bullshit. But I think it was probably the wrong way to go about it, to ask total strangers to try to help me out on what I was trying to do. I am still following my ideas of thinking I might be an healer, but I'm starting to think maybe not. I have, although, been meditating as usual, and I have been meditating thinking of Andy, my good friend, with his MS. And we'll see if in a few weeks, or maybe a month, should take a month apparently, but anyway, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm still gonna try to take course, or trying to learn more about, you know, healing shit. I don't know if maybe I've done it wrong, or I don't know, and see, you know. I mean, I don't care, it's not something I want to do really in my life. I want to do, I mean, if I can heal people, my friends and stuff, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm all for that. But to be a healer, like to be on, go on TV and all that, I don't know. I don't think the world is ready for that too either, because from judging from the response that I got, I should be put into a mental institute. by the way, something that Marcus Aurelius says, every day you should wake up and you should know that you're gonna end up seeing some ignorant fast bastards, some negativity people, because this is the world where the world is. And I kind of get it now. I think if you prepare yourself for shit, then you're not surprised when it comes down the road, you know, people cutting you on the motorway, people being rude to you, because there's some assholes out there. But the thing is, they are only assholes because they let themselves be not, they're just doing it to themselves. So they got shit life, so they're just trying to make other people's life shit. And that's just tragic. Tragic that they don't realize that they're having shitty life because they're doing it to themselves. So there you go. I love you guys, and thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening again. Please subscribe to the channel on YouTube or on all the platform where you listen to this podcast.
I've got a YouTube channel if you want to check it out. It's Didier Soulier. So that's D-I-D-I-E-R-S-O-U-L-I-E-R. Check me out on YouTube. Please, if you want to support this podcast, you don't have to, it's free, but you can on patreon.com. All the links are on the podcast show notes, and my PayPal account is there too. Thank you for listening again, and I see you soon.